Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world. Top stories from the Minghui website. This week's stories include The Courage to be Kind, Part 1. Malaysian people enjoy Chinese New Year parades presented by Falun Gong practitioners in three cities. India, Falun Dafa gets overwhelming response to the Kolkata Book Fair. Slovakia, organ harvesting crimes in China exposed on primetime national TV. Banners with Falun Dafa messages appear around China during the Lantern Festival. And authorities conspire to prosecute labor camp guard turned Falun Gong practitioner. Now for the stories. The Courage to be Kind, Part 1. When I told people about Falun Dafa and the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of the practice, many expressed kind words about Dafa. Their stance is especially meaningful as hundreds of thousands of practitioners in China are being tortured in detention centers, prisons, and brainwashing centers for refusing to give up their beliefs. Falun Gong's outstanding reputation will be restored sooner or later. I sat by two passengers chatting on a coach bus in April 2014. The man was in his 40s and the lady was around 60. When they found out I was a Falun Gong practitioner, the lady asked, "Do you know what happened to lawyer Gao Shisheng? Has he been released? I heard his health is not good." I replied that I did not know the specifics of his current condition. Gao's case gained international attention when he was imprisoned and tortured by the communist regime for defending Falun Gong practitioners. "I met lawyer Gao once. He is outstanding. His work unit was disbanded by the party," said the lady. "We know Falun Gong very well. I've helped Falun Gong practitioners secretly. I have sympathy for you. There are many highly educated people among the practitioners. We know many practitioners are being tortured," said the man. "I was tortured too. I was hung up, injected with toxic drugs, and stripped when I was imprisoned," I said. "What you suffered is not the worst. Some suffered more torture. Don't worry. Now the whole world is speaking out for you. The reputation of Falun Gong will be restored sooner or later. You should protect yourself. You need to speak out in the future," said the man. "I admire Master Li very much. I bought something at a market stall in January 2014. I asked the vendor and his friends, 'Have you heard about the movement to withdraw from the Communist Party?' The vendor answered, 'I knew it a long time ago. We've all quit. You made the right choice. Good luck,' I said. I distributed Shenyun DVDs in the market. I noticed that I left a bag with around 30 DVDs in that stall after I finished giving out the ones in my backpack. I quickly returned to the stall and asked the vendor if he saw my bag. 'Here you are,' said the vendor while handing it to me. 'Can you give me a DVD?' asked the vendor in a neighboring stall. It seemed that they had opened the bag and looked at the contents. 'Sure,' I said. Hearing my quick affirmation, he said, 'Please give me two. I admire Master Li very much. Master Li Hongzhi is the founder of Falun Gong. I don't want an amulet without the words Falun Dafa is good.' I spoke to some migrant construction workers in February 2014. A foreman asked me, 'Do you have Falun Dafa amulets? The kind you can hang in a car?' I gave him a few. Another worker also asked for one. While giving out the amulets, I said, 'These carry the words Falun Dafa is good.' The foreman looked at the one in his hands and said, 'I don't want an amulet without the words Falun Dafa is good.' Only without the Communist Party can there be a new China. I once spoke to a woman on a bus. She yelled right away, 'You are a Falun Gong practitioner. You are against the party. There is no new China without the Communist Party.' Apparently, she had been misled by the party's propaganda. I calmly explained how during the Japanese invasion during World War II, the Communist Party built up its force to prepare for the Civil War instead of defending the country as it had claimed when taking power. The lady murmured, 'I don't know much. You are educated,' kept repeating the party line, and moved to another seat. A middle-aged man who was standing took the seat and told me to continue talking. A young lady near the front door said, 'Falun Dafa is good,' the bus driver yelled out. 'Only without the Communist Party can there be a new China.' In China's hostile environment, where the regime brutally persecutes Falun Gong, these people dare to say kind words about the practice. It is precious. I hope more people will be awakened like them. To be continued. Malaysian people enjoy Chinese New Year parades presented by Falun Gong practitioners in three cities. Falun Gong practitioners held parades in three cities in Malaysia to celebrate the Chinese New Year, February 19, 2015, with local people. Residents in the cities of Trianh, Jerantut, and Mentakab in Pahang, Malaysia, appreciated the practitioners bringing a jubilant atmosphere, the grace of Falun Gong, and the truth about the brutal persecution of the practice instigated by the Chinese Communist Party. Practitioners' Chinese New Year Parade in Truyang acclaimed as the best. Falun Gong practitioners held a Chinese New Year Parade in Truyang, the main city in Barre County, with a majority of Chinese residents, on February 28, 2015. The parade started at 5 p.m. with the Divine Land Marching Band leading the procession. Following the band were a lantern team, fairy dancing, lion dancing, and a waist drum troupe, presenting a theme of traditional Chinese culture. The practitioners wore colorful, traditional Chinese costumes. Their graceful dancing, melodious music, and brilliant colors were eye-catching. Many people were excited and followed the procession. Some residents celebrated the event with fireworks. Mr. Tan Sanghui, 73, is a retired teacher. He was happy and praised the parade. "Very good. So splendid. This is my first time seeing it. It is great to pass down traditional Chinese culture for our children to learn. This parade is the best." Seeing some elder waist drum players in the procession, Mr. Tan was touched. "I felt they are special and worked hard to promote traditional Chinese culture. This parade is the best. Thank you." Mr. Feng Yeo is a branch manager of an insurance company. He said, "The parade is well organized, splendid, and meaningful. This is my first time seeing such a parade and lion dancing. I had watched lion dancing on TV before, but never seen it live. Some customers mentioned Falun Gong to me before, but I paid little attention. Today I bought a Falun Gong book, Juan Falun, to read." Local residents in Jerantut feel fortunate to see practitioners' Chinese New Year parade. Falun Gong practitioners held a Chinese New Year parade in Jerantut, Pahang on the morning of March 1, 2015. Ms. Liu, who grew up in Jerantut, said happily after watching the parade, "I am fortunate to see this parade. This is a blessing. I have a feeling that the parade will bring prosperity and good fortune." Muhammad Rafi is a doctor at a hospital. He and his family were vacationing that day and came across the practitioners' parade. They were excited and had photos taken with the procession. Dr. Rafi said, "I think this performance is amazing and has caught the attention of many people." Chair of Vehicle Rental Cooperatives in Jerantut, Falun Dafa brings fortune to all human beings. Mr. Azhar Jafar, 60, chair of the Vehicle Rental Cooperatives in Jerantut, watched the parade at the starting point. He said happily, "I am very pleased to see the parade. The atmosphere is rejoicing. Such culture should be promoted in Malaysia. This is a very good group. There are no such groups in Malaysia. Falun Dafa brings good fortune to all the human beings, including Malaysian, Chinese, and Indians. I appreciate Falun Dafa. Thank you very much. We hope that Falun Dafa spreads across Malaysia, and that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance will purify people's hearts, helping them to be more tolerant. We need this. I hope that Falun Dafa spreads around the world." Resident in Mentengkob, "You are successful because of good cooperation." Falun Gong practitioners went to another city, Mentengkob, on the afternoon of March 1, 2015, and held a New Year parade there. Resident Ms. Chen, 62, said, "You cooperate very well. You come out to safeguard Falun Gong under the scorching sunshine. It is very good. You are successful because of your one mind and cooperation." In China, the Communist Party persecutes Falun Gong very much, but there is no such interference in Taiwan. "I went to both countries and saw Falun Gong practitioners. This parade is very successful and brings rejoicing to Mentengkob. I am happy. You are successful in this cultural exchange." She said she visited Beijing in 1997 and saw group practice of Falun Gong practitioners. She went to Shanghai in 2014 but did not see any. She said she accepted Falun Gong information materials from practitioners. "Everyone should have freedom of belief," she said. The Chinese New Year parades in the three cities by Falun Gong practitioners help many people understand the grace of Falun Dafa and become aware of the brutal persecution in China. Some asked for more information, and some said they wished to learn Falun Gong at nearby practice sites. Local media covered the parade in Truyang. The Chinese newspaper China covered the event with an article entitled "Falun Gong Promotes Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance" in its East Coast local news on March 2nd. India. Falun Dafa gets overwhelming response at the Kolkata Book Fair. Falun Dafa practitioners from Kolkata were able to secure a booth at the renowned Kolkata Book Fair. It is the world's largest non-trade book fair, Asia's largest book fair, and the most heavily attended book fair in the world, with a total headcount of over 2 million. Practitioners from all over India came to Kolkata for the book fair from February 22nd to March 8th. Kolkata, known as Calcutta during British rule, is the capital of the Indian state of West Bengal. Long known for its literary and artistic heritage, Kolkata has often been dubbed the cultural capital of India and the literary capital of India. Throughout the day, the Falandafa booth was crowded, with practitioners demonstrating and teaching the exercises and giving out flyers. People from the adjoining booths wanted to know why the Falandafa booth was always crowded. Though many people purchased Dafa books in English, many wanted the books in the local language, Bengali. A local practitioner has almost completed the translation, and practitioners told visitors that they could get the books in Bengali at next year's book fair. Several young people were enthusiastic about learning the exercises and volunteered their services for any future event. Since the communist regime in West Bengal lasted for 34 years and ended just around 5 years ago, people could relate to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. When told about the persecution and the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting of Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience, an elderly gentleman said, "It might shock people, but I can believe it since I have seen what they have mercilessly done to poor people in our villages. Also, the Chinese goods that flooded our markets were lapped up earlier because of their low prices, but people don't trust them anymore since they do not last." All the practitioners who participated in the Kolkata Book Fair felt it was a great opportunity to reach out to so many people and create awareness about Falun Dafa. Local practitioners have organized follow-up sessions to teach the exercises. They look forward to participating again next year. Slovakia. Organ harvesting crimes in China exposed on primetime national TV. Ethan Gutman, award-winning China expert, journalist, author, and human rights defender, visited Slovakia on March 2nd through 4th, 2015, to discuss the issue of forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. He conducted four discussions with university students in the areas of law and journalism, and also met with two members of the Slovak parliament, Mr. František Miklasko and Mr. Peter Osuski, to discuss the international ramifications of illegal organ harvesting in China. At a press event titled "Illegal Organ Harvesting in China Still Continues," Mr. Gutman presented the results of his long-term investigation into forced organ harvesting in China. Based on available statistics, he estimates that between 2000 and 2008, the organs of 65,000 practitioners of Falun Gong were illegally harvested. The results of his investigation are detailed in the book The Slaughter, Mass Killings, Organ Harvesting, and China's Secret Solution to Its Dissident Problem, published in 2014. National TV station TA3 invited Mr. Gutman to their studio for an interview on the evening primetime show Theme of the Day. Over the course of a 40-minute televised interview, the TV host conducted an in-depth discussion with Mr. Gutman about forced organ harvesting and the persecution of Falun Gong. They discussed the reasons behind the forced organ harvesting, explored the persecution of Falun Gong and estimates of the number of victims, and discussed the connection of illegal organ harvesting with the Bodies exhibition currently traveling around the world. Banners with Falun Dafa messages appear around China during the Lantern Festival. The Lantern Festival, a tradition that has existed in China for at least 2,000 years, occurs on the 15th of January in the lunar calendar. Well known for beautiful lanterns with riddles and auspicious messages, the festival celebrates the first full moon of the Lunar New Year. In the spirit of the Lantern Festival, Falun Dafa practitioners in many regions of China put up signs and banners bringing people the facts of Falun Dafa. This way, not only is Chinese tradition followed, but traditional values as highlighted in Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are also cherished. This may seem trivial in the Western world, but in a land where practitioners have been arrested, detained, and severely tortured for their beliefs, such actions require tremendous courage and underscore practitioners' determination to persevere in their righteous beliefs. Authorities conspire to prosecute labor camp guard turned Falun Gong practitioner. A 50-year-old woman from Jiamusi City, Heilongjiang Province, was arrested this February after she tried to attend a trial of several Falun Gong practitioners. In just 6 days, Ms. Sui Huifeng's status was escalated from administrative detention to criminal detention. Accused of disclosing state secrets, she is now facing a formal indictment being lodged by the local prosecutor's office. What turned Ms. Sui into a target for the authorities? Once a guard at Jiamuzi City forced labor camp, Ms. Sui followed orders to torture detained Falun Gong practitioners just like other guards. However, she eventually became a practitioner herself after realizing that her captives were being unjustly persecuted for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It became clear to Ms. Sui and her family that the heightened attention being paid to her stemmed from the authorities' fear that she might expose the labor camp crimes she once witnessed. Given her special background, departments from the provincial level to the city level are now involved in her case, although she has broken no law. Arrested again after 2 months of police monitoring. 4 lawyers and 7 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested in Jinsengjiang, Heilongjiang Province, for seeking the release of other practitioners back on March 20, 2014. Dubbed the Jinsengjiang case, their arrests have drawn widespread attention both inside and outside of China. Ms. Sui was first arrested on December 17, 2014, while trying to attend a 3-day trial of the practitioners involved in the case. Even though she was released the same day, she was then monitored closely by police from Jiamuzi City State Security Bureau. Ms. Sui was arrested again around noon on February 12, 2015, the day she returned from the U.S. Embassy in Shenyang, where she had gone to apply for a visa. Tianjin police station officers broke into her home, ransacked it, and confiscated her computer. They arrested her and held her under administrative detention. Jiamuzi City State Security Bureau then accused Ms. Sui of disclosing state secrets. Officials from Heilongjiang Province Police Ministry and State Security Bureau went to interrogate her on February 27th. The following day, local police transferred her to Jiamuzi City Detention Center for criminal detention. On February 26th, right after the Chinese New Year holiday, officers from Jiamuzi City Tianjin Branch Police Department started working with Heilongjiang Province Justice Department on Ms. Sui's case. From a perpetrator to a Falun Gong practitioner, Ms. Sui, in her 30s, was a guard at Jiamuzi City forced labor camp when the Chinese Communist Party started persecuting Falun Gong. Deceived by the CCP propaganda, she was an active participant in the torture of practitioners. While in contact with practitioners, she heard their personal stories. Some had recovered from serious illnesses. Some had restored broken family relationships, etc. Ms. Sui was especially struck by their kindness. Though the guards cursed and beat them every day, the practitioners never fought back or got angry. They even showed compassion for their tormentors. The CCP officials tried numerous tactics to transform the practitioners. One day, the head of the forced labor camp told guards to read the book Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong teachings, to help prepare them to coerce practitioners into renouncing their beliefs. Every guard in the labor camp got a copy. For Ms. Sui, instead of finding weaknesses while reading the book, miraculous things began to happen to her. She quit drinking alcohol, playing mahjong, and using profanity. Her health problems also disappeared, including migraine headaches, kidney stones, neck problems, and arthritis. One day she suddenly developed a high fever. When she couldn't bear it any longer, she suddenly thought of something a practitioner once told her. Difficulties are actually good things. If you are a genuine practitioner, Master Li Hengshi will use these things to help eliminate your karma. She wondered, is Master taking care of me? I have beaten Falun Gong practitioners. How can I be considered a practitioner? She then fell asleep. The following morning, she felt completely refreshed. In the past, a fever usually left her weakened and ill for several days. Ms. Sui was convinced after she finished reading the book, Falun Dafa is righteous and has been defamed by the communist regime. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.